Good morning. I'm Alyssa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta. It's Friday, July 10th. Here's a look at some of the stories that are happening now in the news. This morning, President Obama and the G8 made a $15 billion promise to Africa. It was the last order of business at their summit in Italy. The U.S. will donate about $3 billion to an initiative to teach poor farmers how to grow more food and do it safely. The latest military casualties punctuate a deadly week for U.S. troops across Afghanistan. A total of 11 troops died in attacks this week. The bodies of several of those killed in action arrived at Dover Air Force Base Thursday. 643 American troops have died in action in Afghanistan since Operation Enduring Freedom started in 2001. AIG is trying to prevent a new wave of backlash over paying out bonuses to its top executives. The Washington Post reports the company has asked the Obama administration to approve millions of dollars in promised bonuses. The payments are scheduled to go out next week. AIG doesn't actually need approval because the payments are linked to contracts from last year before it received aid from the federal bailout funds. But the Post reports executives still are reluctant to pay without official approval. An earlier round of 2008 AIG employee bonuses drew widespread criticism earlier this year. General Motors officially emerging from bankruptcy this morning. Yesterday, a judge allowed the automaker to sell off its most unaffordable brands, its dealerships and plants. This new company will be owned mostly by the government. The new company retains the Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC and Buick brands, along with most of its overseas operations. You are up to date. Those are the headlines at this hour. Just stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.